Space cadets, set your auto guidance to warp 3 and your phasers to stun, cause it's time for Azor Starbolt Space Android.
Chapter 2, Episode 4, All Hail the Galactic Plumber. As you've forgotten from our last episode, Azorton Watt had been captured by Captain Magneto and taken to his nearby abandoned asteroid. There, he was going to think of Shudder, something horribly fiendish to do to them both by this episode. Well, he didn't. So, let's join Azorton Watt as they watch Tri-Vision.
Want some Azort?
I wish you'd stop eating all our furniture. Turn up that volume. This is that new space show.
Set your head to thermal thrust and your lasers to full spray, because it's time for
Azort Starbolt.
Space Android. Great, this is my favorite.
How would you like to have your gums spot welded together?
Boy.
Sit down and just watch the show, would you? Quit making so much noise here.
As I remember from the last episode, Azorton Watt had just been picked up for Shudder shoplifting.
Let's join
them now as they watch Tri-Vision.
I've seen it.
Well, you're just going to watch it again, then.
Hey, Azort, you sure you don't want any?
Stop stuffing your face or I'll have the rest of your stuff to match it. Turn up the volume. The show's coming on.
That guy eats about as much as you do, what?
What's wrong with that volume? Turn it up a bit more.
Being dismembered from the last episode, what the laughing Starbolt and his faceless comrade Azort.
Easy on that chair, what?
Don't eat that one, huh? Let's
one of my favorites.
Them watch.
Good picture. Gosh golly, Azort, are you sure you don't want some? It's really good.
Hey, what are you doing? That's going on the air. You can't take it off.
I had to. The plot was skipping.
Oh, well, then run it back and try it again. Sometimes it gets stuck. No, skip this stuff.
Chapter 2, Episode 4, All Hail the Galactic Plumber. As you've forgotten from our last episode, Azorton Watt had been captured by Captain Magneto and taken to his nearby abandoned asteroid. There, he was going to think of Shudder, something horribly fiendish to do to them both by this episode. Well, he didn't. So, let's join Azorton Watt as they watch Tri-Vision.
Stop everything! I did think of something horribly fiendish. We've been sitting waiting in that other stupid studio to get something going in this dumb episode, and I find you over here telling everybody nasty lies about me. Why, I should...
I think you're hardly being fair, Captain. We did say we'd be taping in this studio, so when you didn't show up...
Show up! Now throw up! I'm sick of being talked about. I'm going back to my studio and getting this episode on the road. I'll need this microphone here. That ought to be good. Yeah, now, follow me. Into the lounge area. Wandering around. There we are. Ah.
Hey, Cap, they're waiting to get started in Studio J.
I know. I'll be right there. Is this it? Excuse me. See now, how about over here?
And we call upon thee, almighty Lucifer, to accept this sacrifice in the name of...
Huh, must be that new late-night game show. Where is that studio? Must be over there.
I wonder what's keeping Magneto. Do you think he's having his cape recharged?
Probably fell in a river and shorted himself out.
I'll short you out, short stuff. If I hear any more cracks like that, you're still my prisoners here, and you'd better remember that.
What?
That.
That what?
Who, me?
Shut up, and look, you're standing on my cape. You guys can make fun of my costume, but I've never seen you on the top 10 best-dressed superheroes list, eh? Well, nobody can outmatch me for the latest in radio fashion wear. I buy all my clothes from
Prancer's Fashions.
Superheroes and heroettes, I've got a short, offensive message that just might change your life from Prancer's Fashion Center. Hi, I'm Terry Prancer, and whether you're a star-hopping supervillain or just a spotty one-liner sidekick, I know just what you need to become the talk of the color comics. Have you ever come blasting into the secret underground fortress of an invading race of purple watermelons from outer space, only to find your leotards had a run in them? Well, neither have I. But if, like me, you like to take chances, then this message will have a profound effect on anything I might have to say about it. So get smart, get hip, and get going to Prancer's Fashion Center, a short inverse spatial hop from the galactic core. We care about the cape you're in.
So no more wisecracks from you, Bubble Brain.
Oh, Papa!
You've explained nothing as usual, Magneto. All we know is that we're trapped here on this abandoned asteroid, and you say you've thought of something horribly fiendish to do to us both.
That's right, you said that.
All right, Magneto, spill it. What are you going to do to us?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on, Magneto. You've had a whole week to think of something, so let's have it.
Well, it's pretty horrible, so they might not be able to use it. Yes, that's it. It's so horrible and disgusting they couldn't use it in this episode, so I'll just have to think of something else.
Let's have it, Magneto, and fast.
Psst. But Azord, what if it is horrible?
Shut up. Well, Magneto.
All right, I'm going to, turn you into cottage cheese.
No, sorry.
Alpha did it.
Reprogramming you and use you to,
No,
Dr. Nijinsky.
Well, then, degravitize every planet. No, I did that.
All right, enough of this. It's time for some thrilling action. I'm going to escape.
First we dig a tunnel under the showers, and then we dump the dirt in the garden, and wait for the guards to go past, and then we all go in different directions.
And then I'll find you gone, and call out the dogs, and yell at the guards, and then we hunt you down mile after mile, hill after dale, eye before ear, except after sea.
I don't need a tunnel. I'm an android. And just to keep this show timely and get the most listeners we can, I'm also a master of kung fu.
So what?
No, you must have missed the music.
Oh, sorry. Do it again.
And a master of kung fu.
Azort leaps high into the air, his powerful android body arching out, his tungsten carbide leg flowing perfectly in an awesome arc of destructive energy, until it connects with the bone-shattering force on Magneto's unprotected head.
No, it didn't. What's he talking about? Azort never moved.
Another bluff, eh, Azort? Well, I'm calling it.
You're a regular card, Magneto. What have you got?
A royal flush.
All washed up, eh? Well, I've got a full house, and there's a fuller brushman at the door. And he says that you're not playing with a full deck, so it's a missed deal whichever way.
due to recent Canadian rulings on excessive pun content in radio programming, which has been directly linked with certain forms of cancer in plants, the remainder of this section has been electronically edited. In the place of offending pun material will be heard a 1 kilohertz tone. Please do not adjust your head. This convenience is only temporal.
So you'd better off, Magneto, because I'll give you another...
Stand it! We are off! Blasted!
What? Say something!
What? I wasn't listening!
It's driving me crazy! Stop it! Will you get it?
Due to technical inefficiencies, the electronic editing procedure attempted at this time did not co-
That concludes Mandatory Governmental Stimulation for another Friday afternoon. Let's return now to the conclusion of that hilarious comedy show, Mabel.
Edgar, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen throwing up.
That's the oldest gag I've ever heard. By the way, where is our adopted Polish Negro dropout daughter who's 3 months pregnant and still on parole because she's a kleptomaniac?
I think she's upstairs with a football team.
No, they're next door at the Howards, raping and looting.
Will you stop torturing me? I can't help it if I'm an impotent Jew.
You're not Jewish! By the way, where's our homosexual son?
We don't have a homosexual son.
You do now, sweets.
Bruce, where have you been these past two shows?
Next door. Ooh, can those guys ever rape and loot?
I'm pregnant.
I shot my boss.
I dropped out of law school.
I hate spics.
Negroes.
White people.
Situation comedies.
Meanwhile, in a nearby restaurant, Alfie and the twins talk shop.
Would you like to order now?
No, thank you, but we'd like something to eat.
Would you like to see a menu?
A menu! A menu!
Disgusting. What do you think this is? What kind of people do you think we are?
Then, would you like to eat?
Yes, please.
Sounds good.
Make it three.
Uh-huh. And anything to drink?
Ask them first.
Not for me.
I'll have the same.
With or without?
Definitely.
No question.
What question?
Right, then. That's two what's. One sounds good. Three anythings with a question. And a side order of with or without. Will that be all?
Over my dead body.
Ask him nicer.
Nicer?
Why do you ask?
Hey, Harry, three specials and a shake to go.
Hello, I'm the sheik. Where do I go?
Not a sheik. A shake.
Sorry, I'm a sheik, not a dancer.
And this is not an episode of Azort Starbolt Space Android. Nor is it. What has happened to our favorite cybernaut?
They escaped! I'm so ashamed. There we were, all chummy, watching that stupid comedy show and talking about our new series, Azord and the Cap. When all of a sudden he injects something into me with his forefinger, and that stupid little sidekick of his starts pummeling my kneecaps and everything went black. Officer, you've got to do something!
Well, that's really a sad story, Captain, sir, but under these circumstances, I hardly feel I can put out a warrant for him. You did have him tied to a chair, after all, and some people might construe that as...
Oh, shut up! You're as stupid as the rest of them, and look! You're stepping on my cape! Oh!
Not your cape, but escape, and that's what Azort finally did. Well, then where is he? Where does one look for a missing man of metal?
Well, like I was telling the captain there, under the new Android Privacy Clause number 89, subsection C, we really have no legal right to in any way impugn upon...
Shut up! Well, here I am in this spaceship hurtling to destruction. Wow, we got that one broadside. Well, what'll fill you in while I try to steer?
Oh, okay. Well... After we clobbered Magneto, we went looking for a ship to get off his abandoned asteroid. But they were showing these great movies down in the barracks, so Azort said I could watch for a while. And there was this one scene where this girl got...
Get on with it!
Yeah, well, after that, we found this little pink star shuttle ready to go. So we clobbered the crew and took off. No sooner were we out of orbit than we ran smack dab in the middle of the worst space storm since Brockenstern acid blasted the neutron clusters. Anyway, now we're really lost. And we don't know where we are either. Right, Azor?
No, left. Now right. Oh, now wrong. Oh, no.
What's wrong, Azor?
Unless my calculations are correct, we're headed straight into that hyperspatial vortex.
You mean that big black hole that looks like a bathtub drain?
It takes one to know one. And we'll know soon enough.
Oh, no!
Shut up. We're going in. All hail the Galactic Plumber.
An exciting ending again. Oh, what will happen? Where will Azort and Watt end up? Where will they begin? Oh, don't miss next week's awesome episode of
Azort Starbolt, Space Android.
In this haphazard episode, you waited to the voices of John Capelos, Craig Mackey, Al Thaw, Chris Handsome Henry, Rick Jones, Ted Robust Riley, Dave Schutte, John Hanforth, and Diane Hubba Hubba Duthie. This has been a Jeff Plant Food Green Hyperborea production, enacted for your benefit behind locked doors in the studios of Radio Carlton. This is Jim, gosh, he's the greatest, O'Regan, reminding you that drinking and alcohol don't mix. Imbibe carefully.